Petersburg fisherman Ladd Norheim had his salmon tender boat tied up in the South Harbor earlier this month. He walked by a small cruise ship tied up in the same harbor and says something didn't smell right.
It's solid brown fecal matter. That's a good word, huh? Mm-hmm. It is solid, swear to God. It was about a foot long, I don't know how deep, and it was under the oil sheen, moving back, you know, to the south.
The vessel was the Safari Quest, a boutique cruise ship operated by Uncruise.
And I started walking between the dock, and I went clean to midship on that 100-and-some-foot boat, and it just got solid between the dock. It was just solid. There was no water. There was no oil sheen. There was just brown. Brown. I've seen it before, and I know what it was. And then I walked up about midship, and there it was, just boiling. Boiling out.
Norheim reported the July 12th incident to harbor staff, who ended up talking to the ship's captain about the discharge. The company sent out a statement acknowledging the Safari Quest discharged treated wastewater into the harbor. The statement said, quote, "Unfortunately, a malfunctioning fan impeded the normal processing of wastewater, and a small amount of poorly processed material was released before being caught and shut off," unquote. Uncruise said it regretted the incident and wanted to assure the community it's not the company's usual practice. The statement continued, quote, "We've been visiting Petersburg for more than 20 years and value our relationship with the community. We've advised our fleet to secure their treatment systems while inside Petersburg Harbor," unquote. State regulators say they never received a formal complaint, but Ed White, chief of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's cruise ship program, notes that this uncruised vessel only has up to 22 passengers. That means they're not part of the state's formal monitoring program. By email, White writes that the Safari Quest is required to follow federal requirements for any wastewater discharges. DEC's cruise ship program did investigate another recent complaint. That came from fisherman Gerald Whitethorn, who penned a letter to the editor giving an eyewitness account of wastewater discharge in LeConte Bay near Petersburg July 10th. Regulators investigated the ship Le Soleil, operated by Ponant, but the DEC concluded that that vessel likely wasn't the source of the waste in LeConte Bay. That's following an onboard investigation, a review of electronic monitoring records of the ship's pumps, and samples taken of the ship's treated effluent. Ponant received but didn't respond to emails seeking comment, but the captain denied the discharge was from his ship in a newspaper story. These recent complaints prompted a wider discussion by the Borough Assembly at a July meeting. Mayor Mark Jensen said he had contacted staffers with state and U.S. senators about cruise ship permitting.
And we're looking into that a little bit, whether they are permitted and what they can and can't do. But I think it's of concern, and I think we should have more conversation about this in the future.
Assemblymember Jeff Mucci thought the waste discharges, legal or not, shed a bad light on the industry.
I don't know how we're going to get the word out that we don't appreciate that, even though they have permission with DEC to kind of treat their gray water and dump it in certain areas, it doesn't really help Petersburg embrace tourism when even the rumor of that stuff is going on. It's just bad. It's a bad neighbor. And I don't know how we're going to fix it.
Next season will likely have less monitoring. That follows Governor Dunleavy's vetoing of the Ocean Rangers program, which places independent monitors on larger cruise ships. Petersburg's Assembly is considering weighing in on the topic. Concerns were also raised about the largest cruise ships that ply southeast waters. Fishermen like Norheim are questioning the long plumes of treated water and foam often visible behind the largest ships. He was back in town after a recent trip to Ketchikan, a top ship destination, and says he's working to get sample collecting kits to send in for testing. He also suggests the borough raise its passenger fee and create a pump-out station for both tour and fishing boats.
And I was talking to somebody about this, and they were going, "Well, you fishermen do it." I said, "Yeah, we used to be the only ones doing it, though. And there's three people. Now you've got all these ships. And down there is where you really see it. The user groups, there's so many more now. There's big cruise ships. There's littler cruise ships. There's these charter boats that run to Misty Fjords and Laconi Bay and all these places. It's not just us anymore. They got all these people using our pristine waters that aren't so pristine anymore."
Other cruise ships are taking steps to limit their impacts. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht told the Assembly that wastewater staff under Utility Director Carl Hagerman have started pumping sewage sludge from ships run by National Geographic.
"The biggest challenge with that is just manpower and equipment, and they have other jobs to do besides that. So we do charge them for that. But Carl's group and the harbor are trying to coordinate that so we can provide that service but not impact all the other things that we do.
Of course, much of Petersburg's treated human waste comes from shore. Petersburg Borough's wastewater department processes around 200 million gallons of wastewater each year. The municipality is permitted to discharge that treated wastewater with solids removed into Frederick Sound. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.